Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning. This is John Jackson sitting in for Aaron Flint this morning. He is out on remote and was in here earlier today. He's out for this hour. He's setting up his equipment, and he will be back on the 9 o'clock hour live. But for right now, it's just us. So what shall we talk about? Well, I want to spend this first little block here just with a message to you guys, just with a little chat with y'all. And that is the hard ground truth reality of this election in November. Everybody has to understand that this is for all the marbles this time. There's not going to be any more of this, okay, you guys take the White House for a little while. We'll take it next time. You guys take the House for a little while. We'll take it next time. The Senate, we're gonna power share and trade back and forth. No. If they get in, if the Biden-Harris regime has another 4 years, if they get the Senate and the House, they are going to slam the door shut on all of it. It's going to be like, you know that story about Stalin, where he took all of his enemies and put them in a boat in the harbor, nailed the door shut to the boat, and sank the boat in the harbor. That's what they are going to do. They are going to eliminate the filibuster, pass every one of their agenda items, the Green New Deal. They're coming for your guns. They are coming for it. They are going to do a federal takeover of your elections. Okay? If you guys remember, that was H.R. 1. Okay, in 2020 when they came in, Nancy Pelosi, H.R. 1, the very first bill, they were coming for your elections. A absolute federal takeover of everything, guys, and it will be over forever. All right? Now, right off the bat, we got to talk about Donald Trump and down the ticket. I know there's massive support for Donald Trump here in Montana, but then a lot of people go off the reservation there and then want to vote for other people down ballot. And guys, just so you know, the only way Donald Trump can achieve his agenda is if he has the help from bottom all the way to the top, from your state legislatures, from your governor, the Congress, and the Senate. He has to have that help. Okay, so if you are behind Donald Trump and are going to vote for him, you have to vote for Tim Sheehy. You have to vote for every Republican down that ticket, all right? And I tell you, that election, that Senate election, we have to have the Senate this year, guys. We have to have it. If they get it, like I said, they are going to eliminate the filibuster. They have already stated that they're going to do it, and it's over. Now, I know we're going to leave this as the thing that shall not be named, okay? I know some people, some of y'all out there have hard feelings about what's happened here in some of these. Look, get over it, okay? Because like Arnold Schwarzenegger said, we make a stand now, or there will be nobody left to go to the chopper. Okay, all right, I hear the music now. We are coming up for the break, and we will see you back here in a minute, and we are taking phone calls. Thank you.
Securing America.
There's 68 members of the International Counter-Ransomware Initiative, including the U.S., says it looks to continue developing a collective resilience to ransomware to support members in attacks and pursue the actors responsible with no safe haven within member jurisdictions and to better be able to counter ransomware. The initiative also hosting its first ever event dedicated to examining the use of artificial intelligence to counter ransomware attacks, including the use of AI to track threat actor use and software security, including tools such as watermarking to counter disinformation. There were over 317 million reported ransomware attempts around the world last year, targeting healthcare, manufacturing, and other industries, education, and public sector groups, in which the government says many attacks are not reported due to data loss and potential damage to companies' reputations. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The media consensus is that J.D. Vance pretty easily won the VP debate against Tim Walz. And Vance also seemed to soften his own image, even expressing sympathy for those who have a different view on abortion. Now, the CBS moderators, Norah O'Donnell and Margaret Brennan, were tougher on Vance, asked more questions from the left, and fact-checked him when they said they were going to try to avoid that. Each had bad moments. For example, when Vance was asked about January 6th, he says, oh, the media is obsessed with that, and he wouldn't say whether or not Donald Trump had actually lost the 2020 election. For Walz, it was a question about the way he lied about going to China at the time of Tiananmen Square protests, which he didn't. And he totally fumbled that. He called himself a knucklehead. Probably won't affect the campaign, but very revealing. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back to Montana Talks. One more point on those elections coming up here in November. Make sure, I know Aaron is hitting this with you guys every day. We talked about it the other day. You folks here in Montana, every single one of those ballot initiatives that are in there, vote no. Vote no. I've never voted for a single one of them ever. And they are twice as bad this time. They're trying to take over your elections. Vote no on every single one of them. They are almost always some kind of power grab or some kind of tax hike for you. You cannot go wrong by voting no every time. To the next topic this morning. We kind of got into this the other day. The topic on everybody's mind is the invasion of our country by the criminal scum of the third world that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have allowed, enabled, and paid for with your tax money for the last 4 years. Well, the numbers that came out from ICE the other day, we covered a little bit, just what they have on the books. All right, 7 million illegals that ICE has actually encountered. Now, what does that mean, folks? That means it's three times that. It's 20 million that are in here. But just of those 7 million, what's being reported from their home countries, that's another important distinction, okay? Just what's being reported, 600,000 of them are convicted criminals. 13,000 of them are convicted murderers. 16,000 convicted of sexual assault. 1,800 of them have pending murder charges. Now, like I said, these numbers are right off their face, times and times three. And that's just the reported numbers on those criminal convictions. Because trust me when I tell you, I worked overseas in those foreign countries, and their record keeping on criminal justice and criminal cases is horrific. I guarantee you those numbers are way higher. Just put it right now at 3 to 5 million convicted criminals from overseas they have let in here into your community. Think about that for 1 second. And I've got, here's a story that you're not getting much, it's a related story, you're not getting much play on this. This is from Bill Malusian of Fox News. The DHS Inspector General report just dropped talking about all of this. Now, you got to remember, this is the DHS that works for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, okay? So, here, I'll read you some of the quotes from it, from their report. CBP, ICE, and TSA did not fully assess risks associated with releasing non-citizens without ID into the U.S. and allowing them to travel on domestic flights. Here's a key finding. Under current processes, CBP and ICE cannot ensure that they are keeping high-risk non-citizens without identification from entering the country. And here's the big one. The IG says that according to federal law, non-citizens without ID are not admissible into the country and shall be detained. But you know what they're doing? They're not detaining any of them. They're giving them a slap on the back and a meal card and a phone and sending them right into your town, guys. And Mayorkas should be out of a job for this. Biden should have got impeached for this. This is not only the invasion of your country by the criminal element of the third world. It is crimes. These are crimes being committed by the Biden-Harris regime against you. And let's get into the phones. Let's see, who do we have here? We have on line two, we have Niz. Niz, what do you got for us this morning?
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. You know, you mentioned hard ground truths before to your listeners, and I have another nice black pill for you to swallow that has nothing to do with terrorists walking into the country. But most Americans overlooked a comment Joe Biden made yesterday, mainly because he's usually in a coma. But he slipped and exposed the plan, which has been the plan since 2008. He was asked by a reporter if the United States would back an Israeli retaliation strike against Iran's nuclear facilities. And he said no. He said no, the United States would not support Israel destroying Iran's nuclear ambitions. And it's obvious why. Going forward, a Harris administration and the Democrats want to level the playing field in the Middle East. They just don't want to admit it because it's not palatable for most Americans to hear. But for them, a nuclear Iran brings a counterbalance to the power Israel has. So that's why you see the White House sweating blood over the fact that Israel is very close to slapping the Iranian regime in the dirt, which is why all of your listeners in Montana, if they are on the fence about who to vote for, even in the Senate, especially in the Senate, you cannot sit on your thumbs this year because the United States, a Kamala Harris that is on the side of a nuclear Iran, which all of the Democrats are, we have no other conclusions to draw from. It will not end well.
Did you hear, as a part of that little clip, you always see Joe Biden, particularly when he's being impromptu, which is not very often, but when you see him being impromptu, that is who he really is. And in that little comment, he shows his just utter arrogance and disdain and says, we're going to talk to Israel about what they're going to do. As if he's going to give permission to Israel about how they're allowed to defend themselves.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we don't assist Israel, even in public support, to take out the Iranian nuclear ambitions, we're going to end up being sucked in more into a regional disaster than we already are now. So it's better to support Israel and let them do their business.
We're coming up 10 seconds. Thank you very much for the call.
You're welcome.
Military Matters.
Iran carried out the biggest ballistic missile attack in history this week, targeting Israel, whose missile defenses prevented 98% of the nearly 200 missiles from landing in Israel. Two U.S. Navy guided missile destroyers fired about a dozen interceptors to bring down some of the incoming missiles. The Aegis sea-based missile defense system was employed by the U.S. Navy. Israel relied on the Arrow 3 missile defense system, which was developed in conjunction with the United States. President Biden said Iran's attack was defeated and ineffective, adding Israel's response should be proportional.
The answer is no. I think there's things we'll be discussing with the Israelis what they're going to do. But they have, all seven of us agree that they have a right to respond. But they should respond in proportion.
All of the nearly 200 ballistic missiles were fired from Iranian territory, none by Hezbollah or the Houthis. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Democracy 24.
Former President Donald Trump has promised to bring back SALT. That's the state and local tax deduction. But if it were brought back, it would have an impact of $1.2 trillion of loss on the federal budget over the next 10 years. That's according to the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. The cap of $10,000 on state and local tax deduction is set to expire at the end of next year. It was a key part of the tax law that Trump signed in 2017. But at his rally in New York, President Trump promised again to end it in order to encourage jobs to come back to New York.
Jobs and factories will pour back into New York. I know how to do it better than anybody's ever known how to do it, and we can do it so easily.
He also called for a temporary cap on credit card interest rates at about 10%. All of this part of his pitch to win over voters in reliably blue states like New York. In New York, I'm Madison Aller, Fox Business.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, welcome back to Montana Talks. We had a great caller here just a minute ago, our friend Niz, talking about the current state over there in Israel and their war against terror. And I actually had another little spot here in my notes to talk about this. Kind of a funny little aside, at least I think it's funny. Have you guys been following the fact that not since we whacked Osama bin Laden has there been a greater victory in the war on terror than the Israelis had last week when they managed to whack the head of Hezbollah, that is Hassan Nasrallah. Well, the funny part about it is, of course, they are within days trying to promote the next guy to take his place. They got to swear in a new head, right? Well, first they promote this what they promote this next guy to be the head. He got whacked. And then they go to the son-in-law. They quickly promote him, get him to raise his right hand, and boom! He got whacked. And this all happens within a space of days. So I think it looks like Hezbollah might be going to ZipRecruiter. They might be, if you see any ads out there on ZipRecruiter for fun-loving jihadi, it's probably them. Okay, we've got on line one, we have, let's see, who is that? That is Dale. Dale, what you got for us?
Hi. My comment is that Pillsbury has their doughboy, and Montana has John as our doughboy, as far as how much money he spent and everything. And you can look at it the other way, too. And as far as apologies, did he ever apologize to Conrad Burns for all the lies that he did? And as far as veterans, has he ever called called Denver and the care in the community and been on hold for 45 minutes. And then Tim spent money and bought his stuff. John inherited all of his, and his grandpa had to build his barn. And how much is it going to cost the country to build prisons and take money away from our schools to do it? And that's all I have.
Good point, Dale. Thank you very much for the call. That's a good point that Dale makes there. And people are always asking, they always get so frustrated with the lies. If you're really paying attention, you see how these Democrats do nothing but lie. Everything they say is a lie, and it drives you crazy. Well, see, what you have to understand is they have to do that. This was a point that Rush Limbaugh made on his show for years. Democrats have to lie to you because they can't tell you their real agenda. If they told you the truth and just came out and told you, look, guys, we're here, we're going to take the whole place over. We're taking over everything from health care to insurance to guns. To we're taking this place over, and you're going to now start giving us half or more of your income, and we're running the whole place from D.C., and we're also going to shut you up. We're getting rid of your free speech. If they said any of that to you straight out, they'd never get anybody to vote for them. That's why they have to lie to you all the time. All right, let's see. Who do we got? We got on line three. We got Fortunate Son right there. What you got for us, son?
Greetings from the Honorable John Jackson and the mighty Montana Talks from the energy capital of the United States. Midland, Texas, and hey, the boss knows. Mr. Trump knows that this is what we have to do with energy in the United States. We had a visit yesterday. I got waved off from my office. They said, don't come into the office. The roads are closed. Mr. Trump is coming here to get some money.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, what else you got for us on that disaster relief? Or is it just about Trump's visit?
No, I wanted to sneak that one in. And,
okay.
I got a personal friend, Scott Shipman. He is, they call him the disaster pastor. services disasters. Him and his organization, JustHelpOne.net. They go to these disaster areas and they, on the scale that they can, they try to help as many people as they possibly can, whether it be rebuilding a church or rebuilding a house. When there aren't any disasters, they're out helping people all the time. And I thank you, John, for retweeting my post for him. And if anybody can contribute, whether it's a dollar or 50 cents or whatever you can, JustHelpOne.net, the money is very, very well spent. And that's why I support charities just like his.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much for the call. Speaking of that, we have to get to the disaster, the biblical disaster in North Carolina. All kind of reports coming out. That's my home state. It's where I was born and raised. I've got a lot of friends that are in that area. And the reports out of there are truly horrific. They are calling this not a 100-year storm, but a 1,000-year storm. And then reports we're getting last night and then today about how FEMA is crying that they don't have any money for this. They need more money. And then we find out they've spent over $1 billion on illegals. But right now, we've got an expert on the line. That is our friend Pam from North Carolina. And I know she is going to have some really good on-the-spot info for us. Morning, Pam.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm doing good, ma'am. How about you?
Well, we could be better in North Carolina. First thing, if any of the listeners in Montana or any of the surrounding area that's picking this up, if you want to help with the North Carolina hurricane disaster, please go to Give, Send, Go, I believe. And it's the Franklin Graham's outfit, Samaritan's Purse. They're working in conjunction with President Trump, and they've set up this account. All of the money goes directly to Samaritan's Purse. They are still on the ground active. They're bringing in supplies. They're helping people get out. And we have had numerous people tell us that supplies and money that's being raised and sent to the area is being confiscated by FEMA. We're working hard now to get some video proof on that. But I can tell you, my son Alex has been flying rescue missions up there and dropping off supplies. And he was told late yesterday afternoon that he's not allowed to fly in the airspace because he's not with FEMA or does not have credentials from the United Way of all people to be in that disaster zone. And we have credentials that will allow us and our organization, our foundation, to go in and help relief on the coast. But they're telling him that those credentials do not apply to the mountain region of North Carolina. So
we're working something on that. Pam, have you been told that that airspace has actually been closed? Or are they just bluffing people?
No. From what Alex said, they told him that the airspace is closed unless you have pre-authorization to fly. They are shutting the airspace down so citizens and the civilian teams that are up there cannot fly.
The reports that you're seeing on social media, on Twitter, from people that purport to be right from Ground Zero there are just horrific. Like you were saying, threatening people with arrest, threatening to seize their things. People right in the middle of this are saying they have not seen one person, not one piece of aid. Their electricity is still off. There are bodies littering the streets. Can you tell us if any of that is true from your point there in North Carolina?
Some of it is true. I haven't been able to verify everything that you just spoke of, but my son Alex did see some bodies from the air when he was doing some rescue. There's a couple of other organizations that are very credible that are trying to get in and get people out, and from what I understand, they've been grounded. So we do have some government helicopters in the air. I'm not sure if they're National Guard. I'm pretty sure they're National Guard. But apparently Fort Campbell, there on the Tennessee-Kentucky line, and Fort Bragg, down in my area of North Carolina, have been on standby, ready to go, because that's what the airborne does. They did it with Hugo. They did it with Katrina. There's no reason that we cannot utilize these two divisions to go in and help these people. And it's my understanding that they were given the approval, but I just have not seen the air power go up, if that makes sense. They're not going to chart these helicopters in. They're going to fly them over there. It's close enough that they can fly in. I haven't seen evidence of that. So I'm not sure if those two military divisions, the 101st and the 82nd, have been deployed yet, but we need them there desperately. There are areas in those valleys and those little crevices all through the mountains, and you know this because you know that area very well, where if one road has collapsed, you can't get in there.
Yep.
Because one major secondary road feeds all these little communities. And that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid that people just have not made it out, and they're there, and they're going on a week now without food and
water.
We've
got about 30 seconds. Go ahead and finish it up.
Please, if you can, go to the GoSendGo account for Samaritan's Purse that Donald Trump is supporting, and send your donations that way, because we can't take a chance of the money being confiscated through the local organizations.
Thank you very much. Awesome call, Pam, and we will be praying for everybody back there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, welcome back. We have our VIP status level caller, Tim in Billings, on line two. Tim, what's up?
Very, very ignorant person. That's me. Yeah. So when I listened to that gal, I didn't hear if it was Tam or Pam, and she was talking about the disaster response. I just had this image in my head, and it was like, and now, Johnny, let's thank our sponsors for this disaster response. Our generous sponsors, brought to you by FEMA, Pfizer, and the United Way. And we can only go to the nice, level, flat areas that are paved so that we can set up our tents and the corporate news media can come and get good shots of us doing nothing while the people who actually want to get into those hills, get into those crevices and ravines, and want to go up and actually help the people who need help because they're stuck, they can't get out. You have to go to where the people are at. Kind of like Sam Kinison said, as we drove across this desert the last 7 years, and it turned to us, maybe you should come to where the food is. Well, that doesn't really work when you just suffered through a 1,000-year storm hurricane. But here's the evidence that the Biden-Harris administration / campaign / totalitarian regime is in DEFCON 4. You know, the disaster response is horrible. War in Iran, Israel, war in Ukraine, the economy sucks. Everything is falling apart. And they want to draw attention away from that. Jack Smith, drop another lawsuit, please.
That's an excellent point. Thank you for the call, Tim. Yeah, there's already reports out there exactly what Tim is saying about how these FEMA people and some of these folks that are on the ground in North Carolina are only going to go where there's established roads. Well, guys, guess what? The people that need the help are in the places where the roads and bridges have been washed away. Okay, you might get your new kicks a little muddy. You might have to put on an old pair of pants and maybe wade a stream or two. Try to get used to that concept. And speaking of that, we have another one of our experts on the ground. We have Molly from Bryson City on the line. What you got for us, Molly?
Hey, John. Thank you guys so much for covering this disaster in North Carolina and Tennessee. And I know the other callers got everything covered, excuse me, as far as, you know, what's going on with rescue and relief over there. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Lake Lure, Chimney Rock, and ways that your callers and your listeners can help these surrounding communities that weren't devastated but are going to suffer the trickle-down effects of what has happened. And, of course, excuse me, of course, you know, the people whose lives are on the line, they come first. But I did see that Lake Lure, Chimney Rock, is in desperate need of saw blades, non-perishable food. I do know where I can take those things. If people cannot get them there, if they would like to send them to the post office here, I am more than happy to take shipments over there and deliver those things. They are in desperate need of saw blades. I never thought of that, but that makes sense. Also, if you can't give to the people, think about the animals. There's Brother Wolf in Asheville that was completely devastated. They need donations. The humane societies. There's tons of ways to help that way. And then also, one last thing, pick a community in the surrounding areas. I don't care which one it is. Find a local business. Buy gift cards from them. Don't use them. Order as much as you can online from them, because there are going to be a lot of people losing their jobs as all of the tourism goes away. So there is going to be a trickle-down effect as well. So there are a lot of ways that you can help these people. And people can hit me up on Twitter if they need any more information. I can give them links. But definitely give to Samaritan's Purse and also Mercury One.
Okay, quick. What is your Twitter handle?
At Eisenberger Molly.
Okay, also for the delivery to the post office, can they get that just with your first name, general delivery to Bryson City? How does that work?
I will open up a P.O. box, and then I will, if they DM me, I will give them my P.O. box, and then they can just send it to me. I would take Venmo, but I don't want to be responsible, you know, for people saying I use money for something other than it was. So if they want to ship it to the P.O. box, I am more than happy to make the deliveries to Lake Lure and Chimney Rock. They are in desperate need.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for the call, Molly. And that's somebody that is out there volunteering her time and her resources to help with all these people. And once again, it shows you how all of y'all, all conservatives out there, y'all need to be on Twitter, because that's where all the news, you can pass your news and the news can be passed to you. We now have another person, one of our folks there on the ground. We have App on line three. What you got for us, App?
Thanks, Don, for taking my call. I just want to piggyback on what Pam and Molly have said. My best friend lives in Newland, North Carolina, and they have been badly devastated. And through her, I can confirm that FEMA is indeed seizing supplies brought in by other organizations and volunteers. They're also seizing money donations that have been brought in. They FEMA sent a representative out to my friend's house yesterday to assess the damage. And you will never believe who this person actually works for. It turns out that this person actually works for Vanguard. Yes. Who is owned by BlackRock. And BlackRock just signed a $90 million mining contract for North Carolina to mine lithium.
And everybody, what does Vanguard specialize in? What's their main thing they do all over the country?
Mining.
And also buying up land.
Yes. This is a huge land grab. My friend told me that people are already saying, warning each other not to sell and not to sign anything. When FEMA offers you this money that they're giving out, apparently they're asking you to sign something, which may or may not be giving up the right to your land.
And wasn't that the same thing that we heard about these people doing in Hawaii?
It's exactly the same thing.
When disaster strikes, these vultures come swooping in, pretending they're there to help, right? You know, what's the old saying? When the rabbit squeals, the fox comes running, but it's not to help.
Right, and when the government shows up and says, I'm here to help, you better run.
I tell you something, it just occurred to me now that you can pass to all your people there in North Carolina. Now, private citizens that are trying to help out, you know, they may get clobbered by Big Brother there, you know, stop, give us your stuff, we're taking your stuff. How you can counter that is if you're in small town North Carolina, hook up with your local police, with your local sheriff.
Yes.
And they are the law enforcement of that area, and they will do as they see fit. And I want to see, if you're traveling with aid, I want to see these people seize stuff from a uniformed sheriff's deputy. That's
exactly.
Just not going to happen. That is one way that you can get around this. If you can find some courageous local police officers, local sheriff's deputies that are willing to help, that's the way around that. Thank you very much for the call. App. Obvious great patriots there in North Carolina calling in and telling you how to help your fellow man over there. Now we've got Perry on line two. What you got there, Perry?
Good morning, John. Thanks for holding down the chair this morning. You know, no words on paper today. I can hardly come up with them, except there's 9 words that are the scariest ones in the English language. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Apparently, is there anyone left who doesn't understand who these people are and what they want? They will sacrifice everything that you have, including your life, to gain control over you. And the idea that in FEMA. I had been worried about FEMA for decades now. I thought this was their backdoor to taking over the country. And, wow, here's a little piece of it right here. Is there anybody listening or in North Carolina that doesn't understand that these people don't give a rat's patootie about you and that it's all about power and control? And if we don't stand up for ourselves real soon, do you go on your feet or do you live on your knees? There's the question. Which one's it going to be? That's all I got.
Thank you very much, Perry. Excellent, as always. Yeah, one thing I don't understand is, as you all might know, North Carolina is extremely important in this presidential race. Biden and Harris have been living down there. They're down there every week doing a rally, and they're going to sit there and let all these people starve and die with no aid and no help. It just doesn't make any actual political sense either. Well, there's the music. We're coming up to the break. See you back here in a minute.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, the other day we went through, you know, all the DEI priorities of FEMA since Harris and Biden have been in office. We now learn today in the Federalist that the Biden-Harris administration took more than $1 billion tax dollars that had been allocated to the agency responsible for disaster relief, FEMA, and used it to offer services for illegal immigrants. I mean, FEMA now allocated $364 million in fiscal year 2023, $650 million for fiscal year 2024 to shelter and services program, their shelter and services program to provide humanitarian services to non-citizen, in other words, illegal aliens following their release from the Department of Homeland Security, according to the government's own website.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. And schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection up to 30% off. leaffilter.com/Hannity. And do it today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount, one discount per household.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
It's a funny thing. We find ourselves bashing big business, especially in this overheated political season. Yet the chair we're sitting on, the keyboard we're tapping on, and the window we're looking through are all made by a big business, likely as not. Those big businesses are what make modern life possible for most of us, even as we sneer at the sound of their names. But there's one area where big business doesn't dominate, and that's the construction of single-family homes. Almost 40% of builders have fewer than 5 employees. At the other extreme, while half of all manufacturers have more than 500 workers, just 3% of builders have payrolls that size. That has implications for housing costs. It's not possible today, as it was in the 50s, to build huge tracts of new homes like the old Levittown developments of years ago. Far from it. Developing and building one house at a time means that the advantages of scale and speed and cost are harder to realize. I'm Patrick Barkley.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
406-201-6263.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, hello, guys. We've got just a couple of minutes left in this hour, and then Aaron Flint will be live on location back at you at 9 o'clock. One more quick point here. What do Democrats live on? How do they fool people? And it's always with the, we're going to do this for you, we're going to do that for you. It's the Oprah principle. You get a new car, you get a new car, you get a new car. And everybody thinks, oh yeah, I'm going to actually get a new car. No, you're not. And the numbers are right here. Do you guys remember here just a couple years ago where they got $7.5 billion to put out their EV charging stations all over the United States? 2.5 years later, almost 3 years later, guess how many are out there? Seven. Okay, what is that? That is not a billion per station, right? Where's that money? Where is it? What did they tell you here a couple years ago, too? 3 years ago, they allocated $43 billion because, oh, y'all are going to get free rural internet. 3 years later, not one single home is connected up to this. Not one. That's $50 billion right there. And you've heard it all morning from the people all over North Carolina saying all of that money that's in FEMA has been either given to illegals or it's not getting to them at all, right? All these promises about what they're going to do for you is a whole bunch of Adam bullshit. It always has been. It always will be. Now, who we got here? We have on line one, we have Stephanie from Red Lodge. Still there?
Well, hi there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. There's so many things I'd like to comment on, but the reason for my call is I just wanted to let your listeners know that in Joliet, at the Joliet Community Center, tonight at 6:30 p.m., there's going to be a public forum that we're going to explain and take questions about CI 126, CI 127, and CI 128. We're going to encourage everyone to vote no, and we're going to show them why. Because as we know, the language is very vague in these initiatives, and especially CI-128, the abortion issue is disastrous for Montana. It would make us the most radical abortion state in our union. Currently, abortion is already up to viability, which is considered 24 weeks, which is 6 months. After that, with exceptions, children can get an abortion without their parents' knowledge and consent already in our state. So we have a very liberal abortion policy, and if that gets enshrined in our Constitution, there's no changing the changes they want to make, which is abortion through the ninth month and so on. And it's disastrous. It's the most radical abortion policy that would be implemented in the United States if CI-128 passes.
Well, thank you very much, Stephanie. Everybody needs to understand, we've been hitting that over and over and over again, vote no on every single one of these things. It's a solid bet. Every time you see one of these ballot initiatives, every time they're going to come out, vote no. Every single time they are a power grab or a tax hike. Every single time. And this ranked choice voting, that's what the two of those initiatives are, is ranked choice voting. They intentionally don't use those words in there. That's what that is. It is basically to take over your elections here so that politicians and the people in the count rooms can manipulate the process to get the outcome that they want rather than the outcome that you, the voters, voted for. Okay. Hey, I hear the music. I'm wrapping up this hour. Thank you very much to you guys for listening. And Aaron Flint will be on live here in the next hour. Y'all have a good one and be safe.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope.
Donate and access your exclusive savings today at tanker.com.